8:44, as we rethink just about everything we do in this pandemic, one of the things that's being rethunk is college and higher education. What does it look like now? Very different, for sure. And what do you or the student in your family, what do they want to get out of it? I've heard some students were originally thinking about a gap year, and then that became not so attractive of an option because you couldn't really, you know, your lease still had to, you had to pay for that, or some colleges weren't giving full refunds, and so maybe not so many ended up actually taking that option. Some have opted for all online learning, even though they never could have imagined that before. And some are choosing community college, and that is another option that more and more people are taking a look at that maybe didn't take a look before. To help you understand some of the options about community colleges, two people joining me who know a lot about this. Nikesha Stepney and Laura Ortiz. Nikesha is the Dean of Business and Career Technologies at Waubonsie Community College, and Laura is the Dean for Faculty Engagement and Development. Thank you both for joining us this afternoon. How you doing?
We are well, thank you. Yeah, doing wonderful.
Thank you, Nikesha, Laura. You know, so this is, it's interesting because we just had Terry Savage on, Financial Guru, talking 1:30, and she even brought this up independently. She said, community college is something a lot of folks should think of. We had someone call in who felt like he's 23 and he wasn't really in the place he wanted to be with his job. His job didn't seem as valuable in this environment anymore. And she said, go to community college, her advice, get skilled in a trade because those are going to be valuable for a long time to come. And learn about that and the kinds of things that you don't always get the chance to pick up in regular college, because there are different options, right?
That's correct. You have options if you are a student who is interested in transferring to a four-year institution to do general education courses with us. You also have an opportunity for career and technical education opportunities, which my division represents. We have everything you can think of, from auto body and automotive technologies, manufacturing, engineering, welding, business, marketing management. So there's a wide array of programs and technical skill options for students.
Laura, do you find that too? I mean, what is the student who's turning to community college right now who maybe didn't consider it before? What are some of the profiles of you're seeing being attracted to this option?
Well, I think for one that you mentioned, you know, folks that are interested in exploring new options. Also, I know, for example, my daughter is a freshman in college this year, and so she had planned to go to a four-year university, but because of the pandemic and the change to online learning, she felt more comfortable doing that from home. So I think we're seeing a lot of students, you know, with the transition to remote learning, turning to the community colleges.
You know, one of the things I've heard just from family members and friends who have kids who are considering college, like, you know, I'm not sure what major I want to be. I'm not sure exactly what I want to do. And community college may be a way for me to stay close to home, kind of understand what it is I want to learn, and then, you know, if you want to, transition into a four-year university-type setting, if you'd like, beyond that. I mean, do you see that?
That is exactly the case. It is a perfect environment for exploration. It is a, you know, a high-quality educational experience, and yet, because of the smaller class size and the involvement of the faculty, you know, the teaching faculty, students are really able to identify their educational and professional path forward.
What are you guys doing, folks doing over there at Waubonsie Community College in terms of online learning or in-person? How's that working? What's going on?
Well, we are actually offering our students five different options. So we're calling it our My Choice. So students are able to enroll in classes that are either traditionally, you know, face-to-face, in-person classes, or fully online classes asynchronously. We also have a blend, which is, you know, the face-to-face plus the asynchronous online. We also have two new delivery modes. One is synchronous online, the sync online, where students are meeting with their class and their faculty via Zoom during a scheduled time. And then finally, we have our flex mode, which is actually simultaneously face-to-face and also live-streamed through Zoom. So students can either come into class, they can Zoom in, or those class recordings are then posted in the learning management system, so they're able to view it afterwards. So super flexible.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Nikisha, why don't you answer this for me? Because let's face it, this is a time of uncertainty, right? And so lots of kids who maybe are they're thinking about their major, they're thinking about their future, they're thinking about what kinds of jobs or courses they even want to take. Is there help for that? Do you have that kind of like structure to help students who want to figure themselves out and where they want to be?
Absolutely. So I would say that most of our faculty, at least I can speak for the Business and Career Technologies Division, are practitioners. So they have transitioned out of industry into the classroom. So their ability to talk to students about their career options, the various avenues that they can go down is plentiful. In addition to that, we do also offer support through our career development. We have opportunities for students to take assessments to determine what they're interested in. And we also offer work-based learning opportunities. So is it a job shadow? Is the faculty member taking a student on a field trip to various organizations so that they can learn about them? Or are students participating in internship opportunities? So it allows them to be able to, again, explore a variety of career options to help narrow down exactly what it is that they would like to do.
You know, let's face it, too. I mean, the cost is good value for money, as my parents used to say. I mean, you look at the cost of a community college and that kind of thing, and you compare it against some of the others. It's there's a real difference, right? Am I right about that?
You are absolutely correct. The credentials of our faculty are equal to and sometimes even more than you have at other universities and colleges. And so we focus a lot on professional development for faculty, and they bring a lot to the classroom. They bring not just their worldview, right, but they're bringing that career and those competencies and skills. They know what the students need to know when they walk out the door. And likewise, we also engage with industry through our advisory councils and committees so that we can ensure that the education that we're offering, the programs that we're offering, align with the needs of industry. And so, absolutely, exploration, career development, we provide it all, as well as a quality education from credentialed faculty members.
Now, normally I'd ask you both about on-campus life because you want to see how much of that you offer. But right now there isn't a lot of on-campus life going on. Are you able to do any kind of like virtually or like virtual parties or socially distanced sort of, I don't know, interactions?
I just before coming on with you today, Waubonsie is a Hispanic serving institution, and we just started celebrating our Latinx Heritage Month. And so we are fully via Zoom. In fact, today we had our cooking demonstrations, and it was very exciting, super interactive. So we're definitely finding ways to connect and sustain student life through the pandemic.
Doing what you can. We all are. Thank you both for joining. I really appreciate it. And be well. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.